The latest annual report for the Child and Youth Wellbeing Strategy. How are our children faring?
Well, yes, this report just out last week is the annual report that highlights what progress is being made or not made in relation to our child and youth wellbeing strategy. And unfortunately, what this report shows us is that there are some really important areas where we are making only limited progress at the moment, and so much more needs to be done. We actually need really bold, focused, significant action and investment so that every single mokopuna in this country can be growing up safe, loved, thriving and flourishing to their full potential.
Well, the disparities are there. We've known of them as Ngāi Māori for many years. Many of our mokopuna Māori, disabled tamariki and Pasifika kids also remain persistent. An example there is that the report highlights that Māori kids are 2.5 times or thereabouts more likely to experience food insecurity than non-Māori. Flesh that out for a moment, please, Claire.
Aye, that's right, Dale. And I know that, you know, over these last few years, you've had many voices on your program discussing this issue of poverty, but also of food insecurity. And we know that over the last few years, our COVID-19 pandemic has really deepened the inequalities and inequities that existed before the pandemic, including food insecurity. So this means tamariki and whānau who are going without that nutritious food, sometimes going without food at all for many days on end in their lives. As you said, this report is highlighting that mokopuna Māori are 2.2 times more likely to experience food insecurity than non-Māori. Now, this is completely, completely unacceptable and actually is really risking the rights of mokopuna Māori under Te Tiriti o Waitangi. You know, Article 3 of Te Tiriti, founding constitutional document of our country, it states, Ngā tikanga katoa rite tahi, meaning, you know, all the rights and privileges are there for everyone equally. Right now, what we see with that really high rate of food insecurity for mokopuna Māori is that this right is not being upheld in practice. But we know we are a small, relatively rich nation. It is actually possible for every mokopuna in this country to have the food and the resources that they need, not only to be able to survive, but also to thrive.
Tēnā koe. What else stands out in the report for you? We've discussed food insecurity. What else do you think our listeners could benefit from knowing, Claire?
Well, this report does focus on quite a wide range of indicators and information in relation to children's wellbeing in Aotearoa, New Zealand. So the other really important thing that this report highlights is that there has been only limited progress since the reporting on these things first started, which was just a few years before the COVID-19 pandemic. Unfortunately, what the report shows is that those measures, the things that this report tracks, are now tracking at similar rates to before the pandemic. And if I break it down into practicalities, these are things like avoidable hospitalisation rates, school attendance rates for mokopuna, and also the effect of that unaffordable housing on families and whānau. And so if we take that into what this means in the lives of mokopuna, it means that our children in this country aren't getting the things that they need in the ways that they need to experience them to really be able to flourish, to be able to engage in things like their education, which I hear from mokopuna all the time around the motu. They want to be engaging in education, and also they have a really strong sense of care about other mokopuna and whānau. I have lots of mokopuna who have come up to me over the last few months and said to me, I don't want any other whānau to be homeless. I actually want every other mokopuna and whānau in this country to have a home, to have the things that they need to be able to thrive.
Everyone will say that that's what we hope for, but of course we've seen cuts left, right, and centre, mass sackings, if you will, a ton of pressure on at the moment, high interest rates, low home ownership rates. I mean, I could go on, but what we're looking at here is, do you sense any political will from the present coalition government to ensure that our young people can grow and thrive? I note, too, the slashing of funding to the Growing Up in New Zealand longitudinal study as another example. But do you see any will coming from the coalition government to address this?
A few things to unpack there in answer to your pātai. So first of all, I really want to acknowledge that right now is a really stressful and tough time for many families in whānau, but also for mokopuna as well. I've had mokopuna telling me that they are really concerned, for example, about things like the potential of Ka Ora Ka Oko Ako, the Healthy School Lunches program, potentially being cut or limited by the government. They're saying to me, please don't take away our school lunches, our healthy school lunches that are helping us to thrive, and make sure that they're available to all of us equitably so that there's no stigma. We're also hearing, as you said, Dale, about things like the Living in Aotearoa survey, which has been measuring persistent poverty. That's been taken away. And also, as you mentioned, the funding for Growing Up in New Zealand, a long-term longitudinal survey of children and young people so that we understand their experience. The funding for that is has not been continued currently. And that survey includes a really high number of mokopuna Māori and whānau Māori as part of that sample. And it's telling us really important things about their lives. But there is hope on the horizon. So we have heard the Minister for Social Development say that she does want the Growing Up in New Zealand survey to continue and that the government is looking at funding options. We've also heard her and the government say that they do remain committed to bringing child poverty rates down. Now, what I'm calling on our government to do is to make ending poverty affecting children an ongoing project of national significance. Now, what I mean by that is that it needs to be a commitment from successive governments. It needs cross-party commitment so that this is above party politics. And it needs focused policies and investment and tracking over time so that we can really see those high rates of poverty start to come down.
Well, thank you, Claire. Thanks very much. Obviously, these disparities need to be addressed. It's just another tool for us to re-highlight the challenges that many whānau are facing at this very difficult time. And I appreciate you shedding some light for us on the annual report about the Child Youth Wellbeing Strategy. Leader Te Miki Kākwe Tuahine, thanks very much for sharing your thoughts with our peeps this morning, Claire.
Kia ora, Dale.
Kia ora. Urban Māori Radio, Wāte 6:03 a.m.